Madam President, Excellency, Honorable Prime Minister of Barbados, distinguished delegates. The delegation of the Islamic Republic of Iran would like to congratulate Barbados for successful hosting of UNCTAD 15. We thank the UNCTAD 15's Bureau and indeed all who contributed to this important outcome. Madam President, I would like to put on record the following observation in connection with paragraph 99 and 127G that relate to the need for the UNCTAD to better address the consequences of unilateral coercive measures on development and on the well-being of the targeted countries. The growing scope, type, target, and frequency of unilateral coercive measures require the international community to be seriously alarmed over the illegality of such measures under international law, as well as the disastrous economic and social consequences of these measures on the affected populations. Madam President, UNCTAD was established to accord developing nations a louder voice in matters of international economic governance in support of their people's right to self-determination. The UNCTAD's chief assignment is to ensure that development remains a top priority and that trade benefits all. The mutually reinforcing nexus between trade and development is key to promoting prosperity for all, reducing inequality within and among states, and lessening vulnerability across the globe. The international community cannot afford to remain unfazed at the challenges that are undermining lawful trade relations and thus compromising development. The right to development is at risk of unprecedented threats and distresses, principally coming from unilateral economic, trade, and financial measures disguised under different pseudo-legal excuses. Development needs to be sustained by an enabling environment where the rule of law prevails and where fair, inclusive, and non-discriminatory trade relations that provides for access to technology, finance, and capacity building could thrive. However, the frequent and widespread resort to unilateral coercive measures have severely affected both trade and development. Weaponization of currency and instrumentalization of economic power to effect desired political change in developing states have contaminated international trade and repressed development. Unilateral economic and financial sanctions, as inhuman and unjust as they are not only endangering the fundamental principles of free and fair trade, but also undermine the basic tenets of international law by normalizing the extraterritorial application of domestic law at the cost of lawful sovereign rights and privileges of other states. Madam President, unilateral measures also infringe on the sovereign right of affected countries to access to their foreign assets to procure food, medicine, and other essential commodities. This is all the more consequential during the COVID-19 crisis, when targeted countries are obstructed from accessing adequate supplies of COVID treatment, test, vaccine, and medical equipment. Unilateral coercive measures have also adversely affected the capacity of major refugee host countries to protect these vulnerable people on the move and also undermine humanitarian space. It is very telling, Madam President, that the overwhelming majority, or almost all, of unilateral coercive measures that target entire populations are applied against developing countries and economies in transition. The rapidly expanding use of unilateral coercive trade and financial measures against developing states and the ensuing economic, social, and human suffering consequences that suffered by the affected people need to be taken more seriously than before. Madam President, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development is expected to utilize its three pillars of research and analysis, intergovernmental consensus building, and technical cooperation to address the negative implications of financial and trade unilateral coercive measures on development and on basic economic, social, and other human rights of the targeted populations. I thank you, Madam President.